In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Today we're going to finish the Acts of the Apostles. Remember what I said at the beginning. The Acts of the Apostles, the 28 chapters, could be summarized by saying, "You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth." Acts 28, verse 16. "When we came into Rome, Paul was allowed to live by himself with the soldier who was guarding him." He had a house arrest. He was in a house, I believe, by the sea. 3 days later, he called together the local leaders of the Jews. When they had assembled, he said to them, "Brothers, though I had done nothing against our people or the customs of our ancestors, yet I was arrested in Jerusalem and handed over to the Romans. When they had examined me, the Romans wanted to release me because there was no reason for the death penalty in my case." But the people that were Jewish wanted him dead because he was preaching Christ. They wanted him dead. I tell you, it's still that way. The name of Jesus turns people away from us, but we must continue to celebrate his name. We must continue to celebrate his redemption through his cross, burial, and resurrection. Oh yes, we must continue, even when people do not want to listen. Let's continue. "But when the Jews objected, I was compelled to appeal to the emperor," that's Caesar, "even though I had no change or charge to bring against my nation. For this reason, therefore, I have asked to see you and speak with you, since it is for the sake of the hope of Israel that I am bound." The sake of the hope of Israel, that's Jesus. He is the hope of Israel. He is the hope of the church. He is the hope of Father Tom. He is the hope of you right now. He is your only hope, my only hope, but he is hope enough. "For the hope of Israel, I am bound with chains." They replied, "We have received no letters from Judea about you, and none of the brothers coming here has reported or spoken anything evil about you. But we would like to hear from you what you think, for with regard to this sect, we know that everywhere it is spoken against." I tell you, Paul's going to keep them until the night. He's going to proclaim Jesus. He's going to use Isaiah 53. He's going to use the prophetic writings. He's going to use his own experience. Oh, yes. He's going to try to convince these Jewish people, these Jewish leaders, about Jesus, who is the hope of Israel. "After they had set a day to meet with him, they came to him by his lodging in great numbers." So great numbers of Jewish leaders occupied the house of Paul. "From morning until evening, he explained the matter to them, testifying to the kingdom of God and trying to convince them about Jesus, both from the law of Moses and from the prophets." The Psalms too. 22. Psalm 22. Isaiah 53. Oh yes, Paul's experience. Some were convinced by what he had said, while others refused to believe. Well, it's like that today. I remember going someplace and asking them to pray with me a certain prayer. And you know, so many of the people wouldn't do it. But that's life. I proclaim Jesus and Him crucified and raised from the dead. And if you don't want Him, that's okay. I'm still going to preach Him. Why? Because I've got nothing else to preach. I've only got Jesus, who is my Lord, who is my Savior, who is my everything. So they disagreed with each other. And as they were leaving, Paul made one further statement. What does he say? The Holy Spirit was right in saying to your ancestors through the prophet Isaiah, go to this people and say, you will indeed listen, but never understand. You will indeed look, but never perceive. For this people's heart has grown dull. Oh, please, Lord, don't let our hearts grow dull. Don't let our hearts grow dull. I pray for the first love that I had for Jesus. Don't let our hearts grow dull. Please, Lord. Because we live in the world, and we know so much about the world and so little about heaven. Don't let our hearts grow dull, O Lord. And their ears are hard of hearing, and they have shut their eyes so that they might not look with their eyes and listen with their ears and understand with their heart and turn, and I would heal them. Let it be known to you then that this salvation of God has been sent to the Gentiles. They will listen. He lived there 2 whole years at his own expense and welcomed all who came to him, proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness and without hindrance. Oh, yes, he's in a house arrest, but he has the ability to proclaim Jesus to the people who come. And many people came to that little house by the ocean, or not the ocean, by the sea. Okay, let's look at John 14. Do not let your hearts be troubled. In other words, we have a say whether we want our hearts to be troubled or not. I'm not talking about depression. I'm talking about we need to give what is confusing us to the Lord Jesus Christ, that He would do what He needs to do to us and through us. We need to give everything to Jesus, not only the things of making Him Savior and Lord, but things that don't seem to be working out. We have to put them in His hands. As I've often said, whether you have been a Christian for 3 days or a Christian for your whole life, you have one thing to know. God will call you to trust in Jesus. In Jesus, who is the hope of Israel and the hope of the church. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? Do you know that today? That Jesus is preparing a place for everyone who professes His name, for everyone who has given their lives to Him. He is preparing a mansion in heaven for you. Oh yes, it might seem today that things are dark, but I'm telling you, He is the light of the world, and He lightens up the world. That's why we have to proclaim Him. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself. That's the second coming. That's the second coming. Say, to take you to myself, so that where I am, there you also may be. And you know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Well, Thomas was being honest. Jesus said to him, I am the way, not a way. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. Oh, yes. The full truth is in me. I tell you, Pilate said to Jesus, "What is truth?" He's looking right at him and had no idea that truth incarnate was standing before Pilate. How sad. How sad. His heart had grown dull. His eyes were dull. His ears were dull. He did not believe. No one comes to the Father except through me. People say, that's not fair. I won't tell you, we cannot gain heaven by what we do. We gain heaven by the blood of Jesus that covers us because we admit that we are sinners. Oh, yes. It's not fair that the only way to the Father is through Jesus. I told you before, when I was at Holy Rosary, the only way to Holy Rosary was to go to Shirley Street. No other way. Be the front door or the back door, you had to be on Shirley Street. It was the way to Holy Rosary. I tell you, what is the way for you to God? I hope you said Jesus. He is the way. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Now Philip said to Jesus, "Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied." Jesus said to Philip, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father." That's everything. Jesus is made of the same stuff that the Father is made of. When we behold Jesus, we behold the Father. Oh, yes. And people don't want to hear about the Father. But you know what? The Father is God. The Son is God. The Holy Spirit is God. It's time for us to preach the Father. We just had Father's Day, and I wished the Father a happy Father's Day. All fatherhood comes from him and him alone. Let me just tell you what I see on Winthrop Beach on the wall. A young lady with an older man, and they're not looking for love. She's looking for a father. She never had a father. Maybe you never had a father either. It's time to ask Jesus to bring you to the Father, that you might know and love the Father, that he created you through his word for himself. You were created and redeemed through the word of God and for himself. Oh, yes. God is not ashamed of you. God loves you. God has plans for your life. How can you say, "Show us the Father"? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. I tell you, Jesus did exactly what the Father was doing. Jesus spoke exactly what the Father was speaking. He was completely dependent upon the Father. Oh, yes. Are you dependent upon Jesus? Are you dependent upon the Father? I have no place to go. He's the only way, the only truth, the only life. He is God Almighty. Yes, he is. And he wants to do wonders for you. He wants to do wonders for you. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. But if you do not believe, then believe me because of the works themselves, the miracles that he was doing. He saw the Father doing miracles and he did the same miracles. Oh, yes. Jesus worked by revelation. Only what the Father was doing would he do. Only what the Father was saying he would say. It's all about the Father. Very truly, I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do. To do the works that I do. opened the eyes of the blind, the ears of the deaf, opened people's hearts by the grace of God. But listen to this. They will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. Jesus tells the church we should be doing greater works than Jesus did, because he goes to the Father. What about you? What kind of works are you doing that the Father wants you to do? He says you lay hands upon the sick and they shall be healed. Are you laying hands upon the sick? If you are, praise the Lord. I'm glad for you. You're doing what Jesus told you to do. I am going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. I ask in the name of Jesus that the fire of the Holy Spirit would come down upon us, you and me. I ask that in the name of Jesus that the fire would come down upon us, upon you and me. Oh yes, how we need the fire of the Holy Spirit. How we need the fire of the Holy Spirit. Anthony and Ryan are out there today preaching the Word of God at beaches, and people are listening. Isn't that wonderful? You know what? The Good Shepherd tends his sheep. If they don't come in to the church, we need to send somebody out to preach the Word of God. Oh, yes. You know what Ryan said to someone who was smoking marijuana? There's no high like the Most High, the Most High God. There's no high like the Most High. I tell you, we need to hear that. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. I will do it. Not I might do it. I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate. If he gives you another advocate, that's the Holy Spirit. Who is the first advocate? The Lord Jesus Christ, to be with you forever. Do you know that the Holy Spirit is to be with us forever? Do you know that today, that God has given us his Holy Spirit so that we can proclaim the will of God and the kingdom of God? Do you know that today, that God has given us the Holy Spirit, and he will stay with us until the end by the grace of God? This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. The world knows the God of the world. Riches, fame, lust. Oh, that's just three of the things that the world knows. Riches, fame, lust. I tell you, we are called to be in the world, but not be of the world. If we're of the world, God can't use us. But you say, I've been of the world for years. It's time to repent. It's time to repent, that's all. Go to confession. It's time to repent. Not many people talk about repentance. We had the feast of John the Baptist the other day, and I talked about repentance. Not many people talk about repentance. And yet, without repentance, we cannot be saved. Repent of our sins. Repent of our past. Repent of all those things that has kept us from God Almighty. You know him because he abides with you and will be in you. That's the Holy Spirit. I will not leave you orphaned. I remember someone saying, we're going to get together, four of us, we're orphans. Our mothers and fathers died. I said to myself, Jesus said, I will not leave you orphaned. I will not leave you orphaned. Oh, no. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you in a little while. The world would no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also may live. I tell you, we get our life from the Lord Jesus Christ. On that day, you will know that I am in the Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Today I was thinking, while I was trying to pray, Jesus said, all that the Father has is mine, and all that Jesus has is the church's. Whether we want to use that or not is up to us. You know, he told us that we would proclaim his kingdom upon the earth until he comes in glory. And he is coming in glory. You might say, when? I have no idea, but he promises that he will. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me. What commandment? Love one another as I have loved you. Love God with your whole heart, your whole soul, your whole strength, your whole mind. And those who love me will be loved by my Father. If you love Jesus, the Father loves you. And I will love them and reveal myself to them. We need revelation that he would reveal himself to people. You know, people that have gone to church, people aren't going to church because of the virus, and that's crazy. We have at St. John the Baptist confessions done in the cars. One car pulls up to the priest and confesses their sin. They have already come from Cape Cod because there's no one to listen to their sins and absolve them. That's amazing. I will love them and reveal myself to them. Judas, not the Iscariot, said to Jesus, Lord, how is it that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered him, those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Oh, do you love Jesus? Then the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit dwells within your broken heart. You say, my heart is broken. Well, Jesus is the mender of broken hearts. Oh, yes. You say, it's been too long. I've been broken-hearted. Jesus is the mender of broken hearts. Keep on turning to him, asking him to heal your heart, asking him to bless you, asking him to be with you, asking him to continue to heal your broken heart. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that I hear from the Father is not mine, but is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, the lawyer advocate, and he's better than Perry Mason, the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you, shalom. My peace I leave with you, my shalom I give you. I do not give to you what the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not let them be afraid. Don't be afraid today. I am going away, and I am coming to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father. Do you love Jesus today? Have you told him, I love you, Jesus? The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Madam Fufu just wants your money and wants you to be friends with the devil, even though she doesn't know that. Your future is held in the scarred hands of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is in love with you. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.